Therapeutic assessment, using psychological testing as brief therapy. The field of psychological assessment is undergoing dramatic change, perhaps even a paradigm shift. Traditionally, assessment has focused on gathering accurate data to use in clarifying diagnoses and developing treatment plans. Although largely retaining these goals, new approaches also emphasize the therapeutic effect assessment can have on clients and important others in their lives. Evidence accumulating over the past 20 years suggests that this effect can be substantial. On the basis of their meta-analysis of outcome studies, investigating the therapeutic effect that assessment can have, Boston and Hansen, 2010, contended that psychology needs to reconsider training in assessment to incorporate approaches that emphasize its therapeutic value. They even argued that managed care organizations need to reevaluate delivery of services in light of the efficacy of the new approaches to assessment. This chapter highlights the development of the therapeutic application of psychological assessment, examines its empirical support, discusses how assessment might produce therapeutic change, and outlines the therapeutic assessment, TA, approach and illustrates it through a case example. TA has incorporated knowledge from a range of psychology to produce an evidence-based approach to positive personal change through psychological assessment. It rests on the common sense application of the powerful insights that are efficiently available through reliable and valid assessment tools and techniques to a collaborative, respectful, supportive, gentle, and ultimately experimental process of self-discovery. What is TA? TA is a semi-structured approach to assessment that strives to maximize the likelihood of therapeutic change for the client. It has been developed largely through the efforts of Stephen Finn and his colleagues, Finn, 1996, 2007, Finn and Martin, 1997, Finn and Tonsiger, 1997, building on the innovations of collaborative assessment developed by Constance Fisher, 1985, 1994, Leonard Handler, 2006, Caroline Purvis, 2002, and others. Development of TA. The roots of TA are grounded in the early work of Constance Fisher. In 1978, she wrote that historically psychology has assumed that people should be treated as objects amenable to measurement, prediction, and control, page 41, and argued that psychologists do not have to be restricted this way, but rather can acknowledge that humans are purposeful and look that the professional's understandings are not more real, valid, or influential within the client's life than other clients, page 42. Fisher then defined collaborative assessment as assessment in which the client and professional labor together toward mutually set goals, sharing their respective background information and emerging impression, page 42. Fisher's work largely provoked resistance, until Finn discovered it, and saw that it fit nicely into his own understanding of the value of assessment. The collaborative stroke TA movement began in earnest in 1992 when Finn and his graduate student, Mary Tonsiger, published a randomized controlled study showing that a simple assessment involving only the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, 2, MMPI-2, but conducted in a collaborative manner had powerful therapeutic benefits. Over succeeding years, Finn has developed the TA approach, incorporating evolving insights from other areas of psychology, including the idea that emotional experience rather than logical understanding is at the heart of therapeutic change, Fosher, 2000, Shaw, 2009. As the case example in this chapter illustrates, TA involves structured experimental components that move assessment from an intellectual exercise to an experimental one. Through these developments, TA has been applied to a range of assessment situations. Finn adapted the approach developed for adults to the assessment of children. He and his colleagues borrowed a practice from Fisher, 1985, 1994, and others and introduced the idea of writing fables or stories as age-appropriate feedback for children, offering new options and outcomes through stories, Theriner, Finn, Wilkinson, et al., 2008. More recently, Deborah Theriner, Finn, and their students at the University of Texas at Austin have further advanced the assessment of children to integrate the child's parents and support system into the process, Theriner, Finn, Austin, et al., 2008, Theriner, Finn, Hirsch, et al., 2008. This same group is also researching applications of TA to adolescents, Theriner, Finn, Gentry, and Matson. In press, Finn also pioneered the application of TA to couples assessments. These often involve using a consensus Rorschach to help partners understand and undo projective identification, Finn, 2007. Others are applying TA to neuropsychological assessment, Gorsk and Smith, 2008. The assistant continues in the same format, maintaining all original wording, breaking long paragraphs into smaller segments for pacing, preserving every example, fact, and argument, until the full article is included exactly as above with only formatting changes applied.